BBC News with Jonathan Izard. Ukraine's interim interior minister says shooting has broken out in the eastern town of Kramatorsk. Arsen Avakov said pro-Russian demonstrators tried to storm a government building. In the eastern city of Slavyansk, unidentified gunmen seized police and state security buildings and raised the Russian flag. Our correspondent in Slavyansk, David Stern, says no one knows who carried out the assault there.
The gunmen seem to be extremely well organized. We saw the barricades already being erected within minutes of our arrival in the town of Slavyansk. We also saw numerous checkpoints and roadblocks on the road going from Donetsk, on a couple of roads going from Donetsk to Slavyansk. And the gunmen all seem to be very well equipped. They were wearing these unmarked green uniforms, which it has to be said we also saw in Crimea. Now, the question that everyone is asking is who exactly these people are. They say that they are a local defense unit.
The U.S. Geological Survey has reported a magnitude 7.6 earthquake, which was struck about 100 kilometers southeast of Kirikira in the Solomon Islands. A tsunami warning for the Solomons, Papua New Guinea, New Caledonia, and the surrounding region has been issued by the Pacific Tsunami Warning Center. It's emerged that suspected Islamist militants in northern Nigeria have killed at least 135 people in a series of attacks last week in Borno State. Here's Will Ross in Lagos.
Initial reports from these remote areas of Borno State said around 70 people had died. But the senator representing the area, Ahmed Zana, told the BBC at least 135 civilians were killed. He said the first target was a teacher training college in Dikwa town, where the gunman killed five teachers and abducted several of their wives. The senator said the suspected Boko Haram gunman attacked two remote villages close to the Cameroonian border on Thursday, where 130 people were killed.
Thousands of people, many of them suffering serious illnesses, have taken part in a demonstration in Chile's capital, Santiago, to demand a reform of the health system. Gideon Long was there.
The people on this march say the state should be doing more to help ordinary Chileans pay for the high cost of medical care. Chile is one of only three countries in the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, the OECD, in which private spending on healthcare outstrips public spending. People here say that should be reversed. It's quite an emotive demonstration. I've seen people here walking on crutches, people in wheelchairs. There are people here who have terminal cancer who've come out onto the streets to make their voices heard.
Officials in Pakistan say gunmen have kidnapped dozens of villagers from a gathering in the tribal areas in the northwest of the country. Local government officials said suspected Taliban militants had taken about 100 tribesmen, but later released 40 of them. Media reports say the men were taken away from an opium and cannabis-selling fair. BBC News. A prosecutor in Paris says a photographer and two top executives of the magazine which reported the alleged affair between the French president, François Hollande, and the actress Julie Gayet are to be charged under the strict privacy laws in France. The photographer, Laurent Vierre, and the magazine executives will appear in court in July, charged with breach of privacy. The government and opposition forces in Syria have accused each other of using poison gas in a village in the centre of the country on Friday. State television said rebels linked to Al-Qaeda had released chlorine gas in Kafr Zita, killing two people and injuring more than 100 others. Opposition groups said dozens of people were injured when thick smoke caused suffocation and poisoning. More details from Lise Doucette.
It was the Syrian opposition which first reported that there had been an air raid. They had seen smoke. Some spoke of barrel bombs, which is a technique that we know the government has been using, particularly in the northern area of Aleppo. They talked about people being injured. But then shortly after that, the government, state television, reported that chlorine had been used by the Al-Qaeda-affiliated Jabhat al-Nusra. And not just that, it then said that the rebels planned to use them again.
Two Berber men have died in the southern Algerian city of Gardaya in sectarian clashes. Tension between the Arab and Berber ethnic communities has risen sharply since the destruction of an historic Berber shrine in December in the city, which is a UNESCO World Heritage Site. Police reported a man was killed by a hunting rifle on Friday night. The Gardaya hospital said a second man had died of injuries sustained in the clashes. Scotland's First Minister Alex Salmond has urged Scots to set aside party differences and back independence ahead of a referendum in September on whether Scotland should leave the United Kingdom. Speaking at his Scottish National Party's conference in Aberdeen, Mr. Salmond said a yes vote was a vote for Scotland and needn't be an endorsement of him nor of the Scottish Nationalists. BBC News.